Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, it's a literal 2-on-none and they can't score. Okay. All right. Eastern Conference coaches ranking.
How did you do your rankings? That's my thing. Like to me, this is like in a playoff series, 1 to 10.
Oh, I just took like the 10 and I was like, I didn't really like sit down and put any kind of label on it.
Well, I understand,
it's almost like a trust thing. Who do you trust? I guess is really what it comes down to.
And the nature of the Bucks Nets games is that, like in the regular season, you could have Budenholzer, like he could be number one almost because the team success has been outstanding in the regular season.
Where do you have Coach Bud in your playoff rankings right now?
Fourth.
I have him seventh.
I think there's an argument he could be as low as eighth.
I almost put him in the midfield.
The midfield.
All right, let me give you mine here. And sure, okay. We'll start with one. Starting back at one. Number one.
Yeah.
I gotta go. Curious if you have number one. We have same one. I have Coach Spo.
I also have Spoelstra number one. I actually think it's a really easy number one. In my opinion. That's my opinion. Easy.
So I have Coach Spo at number one. I think number two
is very difficult.
Well, we could quibble about two.
Yeah.
I think it's either Tibbs or Brad Stevens.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's Brad Stevens or Doc Rivers.
Okay. I have Doc fourth, but this could be me being a Knicks homer right now. I've got Tibbs second. And you know
this is where the playoff thing comes into play. Like to me, it's like in a playoff series, like Tibbs's players, their knees are already dust.
Okay,
like,
let me have this. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I am a homer. So Ken's list will probably be more accurate than mine. I'm letting you know that I made this through blue and orange glasses here. Tibbs second, Brad Stevens third, Doc fourth. We could debate if Doc should be second or whatever.
We're not bad so far. We're pretty close. Yeah.
All right, fifth. I feel like I'm going to throw you a curveball here, Ken.
Well, I hope so. Well, I have Bud before anybody you're going to say, but I can't wait for this.
Borrego.
Yeah, I didn't know where to put him, and I have him eighth. I have him ahead of Steve Nash, which is incredible.
Of course you have him again. He's a much better coach than Steve Nash. It's not even close.
Okay. So you have Borrego next, which I don't mind. Honestly, he's a pop guy. We haven't seen him in a playoff series.
Okay. So Borrego fifth. I've got Nate Dogg sixth.
Yep.
McMillan.
Yep.
I've got Coach Bud seventh.
All right. I don't really agree with McMillan ahead of Coach Bud ever, but okay, that's fine.
I've got the other Nate dog, Nate Bjorkgren, who I guess
has to be 10th. I want to spend more time on this
because like it's almost like if you're Adrian Wojnarowski, like and you put those tweets out yesterday, like basically like everyone in Indiana hates Bjorkgren, but
apparently he abuses animals and small children.
Bjorkgren is open to working through the issues. Like, at what point if you're Woj, and the answer is probably never because he's making a ton of money, at what point do you feel dirty about some of this, right? So, sure, we can put Bjorkgren 10th. I've got Nash 9th, and then I got Scottie Brooks 10th because I think Brooks is horrendous.
Oh, how do you have Brooks behind Bjorkgren? This has been the biggest employee. Like, listen to what's happened recently. How is Bjorkgren not 10th? He's been a coach for 20 games.
I think he's a better basketball coach, I guess. I mean, his team hates him, which I guess counts for something. We'll continue this conversation of Eastern Conference coaches, and then we'll do our NFL free roll, right? NFC South. Can anyone take down the Bucks? All that and more coming up. You better you bet.
You better you bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
It's going to be difficult for me, man. The next half hour plus is going to be hard. Chelsea should be up, should have scored another goal during the commercial break. Now Real Madrid with like a really reckless foul. Tempers are flaring. This is going to be intense. Chelsea's still up 1-0. Another goal basically puts it away. Oh, man, this is frustrating. Okay, so back to the task at hand, hosting a show. Our Eastern Conference playoff coach ranking here. It's like the Nate Bjorkgren situation is so funny to me. Because, like, do you remember at the start of the year when you were like, what was like the quote that you read or like quotes that you read? But it was like, this guy is like the next great basketball coach.
Sure.
Like the wonder kid who like player learned quotes, under well, Nick Nurse. And he's so great. And now apparently like the entire state of Indiana absolutely despises him.
He was his ability to draw plays and timeouts was apparently way better than McMillan. And you get the player quotes after some of the games were like, yeah, like now we have a coach who's able to do that. And everybody was like, oh, like.
Also, we hate his guts.
right. But the thing was, when Nate McMillan got fired after the bubble season, like they lost to Miami in the first round of the playoffs. Miami goes on to the NBA finals and it's like McMillan loses his job. And everybody was like, what is going on? They hire Bjorkgren. You hear those quotes and you go, oh, like this must have just been like a Patrick Mahomes situation with Alex Smith. Like, this is just one of those guys. Gotta have them, except that they allow like 195 points a game, and apparently everybody in the state hates him. He has to be 10th. Like he has to out of 10 Eastern Conference coaches. And somebody in the YouTube chat, by the way, because I was like, this is exactly the kind of topic where people will have very, very diverse opinions. Somebody was like, Doc stinks, he can't be that high. Like, that's how bad the East is. Like I would rather have Doc than Budenholzer. I'd rather have Doc than Scotty Brooks. I'd rather have Doc than McMillan. I'd rather have Doc than Nash. I'd rather have Doc than Bjorkgren. I'd rather have Doc than Borrego for right now.
But it's a trust thing though. Like Doc's been to a number of NBA finals. He's got an NBA championship under his belt. Like I trust Doc.
Right. By virtue of being in a million high leverage playoff situations and by virtue of not being like Greg Popovich, basically. He also has like numerous playoff meltdowns and failures from his teams. Like
with all different teams, like Celtics, Clippers, Magic.
Right, exactly. Like Clippers game six to Houston is like one of the all-time in
that was the big comeback, right?
Second
the big comeback that Houston
Josh
had,
Smith yeah. in a bunch of threes, right?
Oh yeah. So
that's crazy. But just to put that in perspective, we can go on NFL in a couple minutes. So I did my West rankings. So the 10th out of 10th coach, so I can go through them really quick. So Popovich, this is my 1 to 10. Popovich, Vogel, Quinn Snyder, Carlisle.
You got Kerr. Vogel too, huh?
I do. Because they now that he has a title, I feel okay about that. I could also have Carlisle too and feel okay about that. And I could have, I actually love Quinn Snyder. Goal? Do we have a goal?
No, it's a 3-on-1 and Courtois stops them again!
His facial expression was exceptional. So like Popovich, then basically a tier of Vogel, Snyder, Carlisle, and Steve Kerr. then another tier, Stotts, Ty Lue, Michael Malone, Monty Williams, and Taylor Jenkins. Listen to the bottom of that list. Like, I would
Taylor Jenkins would be like sixth on the East list. Maybe higher. Higher. Maybe fifth.
Right. would you trust Taylor Jenkins in a playoff series with Milwaukee more than Mike Budenholzer? Yes.
Go do me a favor. Read through the West again, and I'll stop you when I would take Bud over this person.
Popovich, Vogel, Quinn Snyder, Carlisle, Steve Kerr, Terry Stotts, Ty Lue, Michael Malone. Boy, how many titles are on that list, by the way?
Wow, Michael and like Malone is that far down. Malone's awesome.
Well, like who's he? But like who's
I
he?
I get it. I'm not disagreeing with your list. It's more just like, wow, like what a great set.
Everybody hates Stotts too. Everybody hates Stotts, and I like totally disagree with that. I like 1,000,000% disagree with that. I think Stotts is like an excellent coach. Actually.
When has Stotts ever had a defense? Literally ever.
What are Stotts' career accomplishments versus Michael Malone's? Who's better?
I think in terms of now, considering coaching the teams he has now and maximizing personnel you have now, Michael Malone is better.
Ooh, it's a short memory. Michael Malone was really close to losing his job.
But like, they're both good is the point.
Right. And like this is
losing his job in the offseason. That just got reported like a day or two ago.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, that's much more about been in the same place forever and they haven't gotten as far as they thought they were going to go, even though it was impossible that they were ever going to win a title with that group. But that makes a ton of sense. That's just like longevity and you just get worn out and have to get fired, basically. That's probably going to happen to Michael Malone, spoiler alert, because the Lakers are in that conference, so are the Clippers. And Monty Williams 9th, Taylor Jenkins 10th. Like, Monty Williams and Taylor Jenkins are interesting. They kind of fall in that Borrego category of like, I'd rather go with the guy that I haven't seen yet over the Budenholzer guy. I mean, am I taking all 10 over Coach Bud in a playoff series? I think I am.
Coach Bud sucks.
Right. Like Ty Lue, different. Obviously, Ty Lue Brennan, because like he's a player's coach, and like that, like it's managing egos more than it's about like drawing up out of timeout plays and stuff like that, and like running sets. But
all right, so I think this brings us now to like the crux of the matter is, which is we both like Brooklyn.
Yes,
we both think Brooklyn's the best team in the East. If the three guys are going to be there, at what point does it become? I consider not betting Brooklyn in a series against like Milwaukee or Philly because I have no confidence in Steve Nash. Now, like you said, against Milwaukee, it may not matter because Coach Bud might be worse. But against Philly, like
isn't it kind of the same thing? Isn't it kind of like it's questionable, right? It's just questionable. The top three teams are all coached by guys where everyone's like, ugh. Like, who's the other team? They're playing each other. Like, oh,
but I mean,
okay.
Doc is Greg Popovich compared to these other guys.
There is a difference. Well, but I mean, especially Nash. I mean, Nash has zero accomplishments.
Steve
ever.
Nash, it's like me coaching the Nash.
Right. Doc Rivers, NBA champion. Budenholzer appeared in a conference finals at a 2-0 lead. Steve Nash hosted Bleacher Report's soccer halftime
it's
show.
Like, and was terrible.
I mean, just incredible.
Remember when they hired Jason Kidd to be their coach?
Oh God!
And he spilled soda onto the court to try and.
Sure did. It sure did.
That's a Seinfeld move, man. I respect that. I actually like that.
I can't believe that's something that happened. Incredible. Yeah, I think that ties a bow on our argument basically, which is like, yes, Budenholzer are terrible. Would love to fade him in a playoff series, but like, let's remember that he's going against. Like Budenholzer Jr. basically in a situation, at least somebody with like, absolutely, we have no clue what this is going to be like. I think
who would you
really
rather have? Who would you rather have? Nash or Coach Bud?
Nash. Cause I just, Bud, I know he's six and Nash.
Correct.
I don't know.
Yeah. Correct. Playoffs might start and Nash might be like, I'm Red Auerbach, fooled you.
Right. Right.
Been rope-a-doping you for the entire season. I'm actually incredible.
Go live to him after game one of the conference finals.
It's me, Pat Riley. In his office. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, so, I'm actually Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson was two Nashes on top of each other.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Okay. 70th minute right now. Chelsea still up 1-0 on Real Madrid. It is, I'm telling you, like, Chelsea lose this is going to go down in infamy with the number of easy goals that they've missed. They should have like 4 or 5 goals in this game. I feel like I say that a lot when I come on and like I bet on soccer and I'm always like whining like this should happen. Maybe it's me. Or maybe Chelsea really should have 5 goals. All right, we'll get to the We'll get to the NFC in a second. Hold on. They're on a break here. I apologize for doing this, but like, I think people know that we've got futures on Chelsea here.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing. Okay. Cross. I'm from Pulisic.